6 days after the collapse of a parking garage in Doral, the final victim has been located. With that story and more from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks, Wanda. Good morning. Officials have located the body in the rubble of the collapsed parking garage at Miami-Dade College's West Campus. No positive ID has yet been made, but authorities do believe it's the body of the missing electrician, 53-year-old Robert Boudou. A spokesman for Miami-Dade Police say due to the instability of the rubble and concerns about workers' safety, it may take some time for that body to be removed. Over the weekend, Boudou's family complained that workers weren't doing everything they could to find him. They have since hired a lawyer. Boudou was reported missing immediately after the collapse, which happened nearly a week ago. The cause of the collapse is still unknown. Federal and state officials are investigating. Classes have been moved to other campuses until the area near that lot can be made safe. And authorities have identified the human remains discovered in Levy County last week as being those of a missing 18-year-old University of Florida student from Miami. Gainesville police reported yesterday that dental records were used to positively identify the remains as Christian Aguiar. The cause of death is unknown, but his friend, 18-year-old Pedro Bravo, also from Miami, has been charged with first-degree murder. Miami-Dade health officials are investigating the bacterial meningitis death of a high school student. As reporter Marva Hinton tells us, the teen died Friday after his dad took him for treatment at an urgent care facility.
Coral Reef High School student Chris Valdez apparently became ill at school the day before with a headache and vomiting. His father, Rick Valdez, tells the Miami Herald he took the 18-year-old to an urgent care facility at Baptist Medical Plaza in South Miami-Dade that night and asked that his son be checked for meningitis. Several years earlier, Chris's mom had a bout with the disease and survived. But Valdez says doctors chalked his son's symptoms up to the flu and sent the teen home with ibuprofen and a drug for nausea. The next day, he says his son woke up with a rash and complained about feeling awful. Valdez rushed him to the emergency room at Jackson Memorial Hospital South, but it was too late and Chris died. Baptist Health declined to comment on the case, citing patient privacy laws. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
And the word is in from the State Wildlife Research Laboratory. That giant blue eyeball you may have seen found on the sands of Pompano Beach last week is probably from a swordfish. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission spokesman Kevin Baxter says the size and color match up, but they're still almost sure of where it came from, he says.
We will still be doing genetic testing to confirm, basically just compare the genetic characteristics with characteristics of known swordfish.
Baxter says they knew it wasn't from a giant squid or other invertebrate because of the bone fragments still clinging to the softball-sized eye. And he says experts have deduced how the eyeball came to be lying on the sand with no swordfish attached.
We believe it was a swordfish that was caught by a fisherman and then cleaned, and then the eye was removed and discarded.
The eyeball on the beach turned out to be a pretty big story over the last week. It was viral on the internet, got mentions in most of the national news programs. And to eye the eyeball yourself, if you haven't seen it, and read more news, you can visit our brand new website at WLRN.org. And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.